Coming up on the British TV watch list.
The empire was fraying, anti-Semitism simmered, and class divisions deepened. Yet creativity flourished.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Well, hello there, my name is Michael T. Today we dial it back to old Vienna. Three things come to mind when I hear the word Vienna. The 3-inch sausages that come in a can, a song from Billy Joel's classic album The Stranger, and the TV series on PBS, PBS for me, Vienna Blood. Vienna Blood is one of those shows that kind of sneaks up on you. On the surface, it's a police procedural, but it's full of facets that create a setting that's richer than most cop dramas. It's set in early 1900s Vienna. The show blends psychology, history, and a touch of melancholy, all wrapped in beautiful cinematography and period detail. At the heart of the series is the partnership between Max Liebermann and Oscar Reinhardt. Max is a young doctor and a student of Sigmund Freud. He's cerebral, curious, and awfully socially awkward, yet very perceptive. Oscar, on the other hand, is a seasoned police detective, gruff, stoic, practical, and deeply skeptical of Max's psychological theories. Their relationship is the spine of the show. It starts off tense. Oscar is almost dismissive of Max, but over time, it evolves into something more collaborative and respectful. You see them learning from each other, challenging each other, and slowly building trust. It's not a buddy cop dynamic, and it's certainly not sentimental, but it's grounded in mutual respect and a shared desire to understand the human mind, especially when it turns violent. Physically, they're far apart as well. Jürgen Maurer plays Oscar. He's older and rugged-looking. Matthew Beard plays Max. He's more than 20 years younger than Maurer, and he's prettier than the latest male model on any magazine cover you've seen. In fact, in addition to acting, he has also modeled for Burberry and Prada. One of the most compelling aspects of Vienna Blood is how it uses psychology as a tool for investigation. Max isn't profiling subjects in the modern sense. He's applying Freud's early theories, like dream analysis, repression, and the unconscious, to real criminal cases. And that's where the show gets interesting, because in the 1900s in Vienna, these ideas were radical. Most people thought psychology was nonsense, so Max is constantly pushing against the limits of what the police and society are willing to accept. It's a fascinating look at how science and law enforcement intersect, especially at a time where both were still finding their footing. There's also a strong emotional undercurrent running through the series. You might call it drama. Much of it centers on Max's relationship with Clara Weiss. Clara is intelligent, poised, and deeply loyal to her family. She and Max have a relationship. Let's just say it's complicated. Their scenes together are often quiet and restrained, but you can feel the tension, the longing, the disappointment, the sense of missed opportunity. It's not a grand love story, but it is emotionally honest, and it adds depth to Max's character, showing us the personal cost of his professional ambitions. Early 1900s Vienna is where elegance and unrest lived side by side. Still the heart of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Vienna dazzled with opera houses, palaces, and grand cafes. But beneath the velvet surface, the world was shifting. Freud was redefining the mind, Klimt was challenging artistic norms, and Mahler was reshaping music. The coffee houses buzzed with urgent debate, identity, nationalism, science, all colliding in smoky rooms filled with radicals and intellectuals. The empire was fraying, anti-Semitism simmered, and class divisions deepened. Yet creativity flourished, architecture turns bold, psychology took root, and that tension between beauty and fragility, tradition and transformation is what Vienna Blood captures so well. The cinematography is lush, the atmosphere immersive, and the mysteries reflect a society grappling with change. Vienna isn't just a backdrop, it's a character. As far as period dramas go, it's not quite Downton Abbey, but it's close. Sigmund Freud's influence on Vienna and the world was seismic. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Freud revolutionized how people understood the mind. His theories of the unconscious, repression, and dream interpretation challenged conventional wisdom and reshaped psychiatry. In Vienna, he was both revered and controversial. His work sparked intense debate in medical circles and beyond. Globally, Freud's ideas spread rapidly, influencing literature, art, even politics. Psychoanalysis became a lens through which people examined identity, trauma, and desire. In Vienna Blood, Max uses Freud's ideas to solve crimes, which totally fits the vibe of the city back then, where big science breakthroughs and deep emotional stuff were all tangled together. Let me ask you a quick question. How cozy and comfy is your bedroom and bath right now? If you're not a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe it's time to upgrade the cozy level in your house. Let me introduce you to CozyEarth.com. Bedding, bath, they even have clothing for the entire family, pajamas and things like that, some accessories. They do cozy like nobody else. We've partnered with CozyEarth.com. We've got a promo code that'll give you 41% off. It's the best discount you're going to get at CozyEarth.com. Check it out. BTVW1. Apply that promo code, get 41% off at CozyEarth.com.
Hey there, I'm Jennifer from Wholesome TV Picks. While you're enjoying Michael T's British TV watch list, I've got a few questions for you. Tired of previewing everything your kids watch? Sick of scrolling through shows that just aren't family friendly? Or maybe you've even searched what to watch with the kids tonight? You're not alone, and you're exactly who this podcast is for. I created Wholesome TV Picks for busy parents like you. In about 10 minutes, I give you one wholesome recommendation, what it's about, why it matters, and where to stream it. No explicit language, no inappropriate chatter, and maybe most important, I'm doing this as a parent, not a critic or an influencer. If you love the quality storytelling and thoughtful detail Michael brings to his show, you'll feel right at home with mine. I grew up on the good stuff, shows that made you laugh, made you think, and brought families closer together. I highlight those timeless stories that still hold up today with a few modern picks that keep it clean. New episodes drop weekly, bringing you entertainment with timeless values. So follow Wholesome TV Picks on Apple Podcasts or your favorite platform, and start enjoying family time around the TV again.
Vienna Blood is based on the Lieberman novels by Frank Tallis. He's a British author and clinical psychologist. That background explains the show's emphasis on psychological realism. Tallis's books are meticulous in their detail, both in terms of historical accuracy and character development. The TV adaptation is written by Steve Thompson and stays true to that spirit. It doesn't rush, it doesn't rely on flashy twists. Instead, it builds tension slowly through character, atmosphere, and careful plotting. One of the pleasures of the show is seeing familiar British actors in supporting roles. Amelia Bullmore plays Max's mother, Rachel Lieberman. Bullmore is one of my favorites. She's been in Scott and Bailey, The Larkins, Gentleman Jack, Happy Valley, and many more. Rachel Lieberman is protective, perceptive, and often the emotional anchor of the family. Conleth Hill plays Max's father, Mendel Lieberman. You'll remember him as the conniving Lord Varys from Game of Thrones. As Max's father, he's stern, pragmatic, and deeply skeptical of Max's career choices. Their scenes together are full of familial tension, generational conflict, and unspoken affection. Interestingly, Both Hill and Matthew Beard also appear in Magpie Murders, another British mystery series. It's a nice bit of crossover for fans of the genre. As of now, Vienna Blood has aired 4 seasons with a total of 11 episodes. Each episode runs about 90 minutes, giving the stories room to breathe. The cases range from political conspiracies to occult murders, but they're always rooted in character and psychology. The 4th season, which aired in early 2025, was shorter than previous ones, just 4 episodes, and that's where things get a bit uncertain. The production company behind the show, Endor Productions, has reportedly been dismantled. That raises the questions about the future of the series. Will there be a 5th season? At this point, there's no official word. The show has run out of book material, and without a production team in place, renewal seems unlikely. But fans are hopeful. The characters, the setting, the tone have struck a chord with viewers, especially those who appreciate a slower, more thoughtful approach to crime drama. Sometimes TV shows start writing new episodes, picking up where the book material left off. Doubtful this time, but you never know. I think the only thing I don't like in Vienna Blood is the character Inspector von Bülow, played by German actor Raphael von Bargen. This inspector is a weasel who holds a grudge against Oscar. He's a weak person in a position of power. That doesn't mean the actor's performance is lacking. Quite the opposite. When characters make me feel something, anything, it's a sign that they're nailing their performance. And I generally despise weaselly characters. So it's actually kind of a home run there. On the other hand, what makes Vienna Blood work? For me, the show is more interested in why people commit crimes than how. It's not what I would call cozy, but it's not intense either. More cerebral. The investigations are methodical, the clues are fair, and the resolutions are satisfying without being overly neat. There's a forensic quality to the storytelling. Every detail matters. Every character has a purpose. It's a smart show. If you're someone who enjoys British mysteries but wants something with a little bit more depth, Vienna Blood is worth your time. It's rich, thoughtful, beautifully made, and even among all the British TV shows I watch, it stands out as something special. It's the show that Murdoch Mysteries wants to be. I know a lot of people really enjoy Murdoch, but that's a show I just could not get into. It's not bad, it's just not compelling enough for me. Go watch the two and compare them and see if you agree. So whether you're drawn to the historical setting, the psychological depth, or the storytelling, Vienna Blood offers something unique. It's a reminder that mystery doesn't always need to be loud. It can make a splash with the quiet elegance of a 19th century ballerina. What are your thoughts? Is Vienna Blood on your watch list? Who's your favorite character? Are you Team Oscar or Team Max? Let me know in the comments. Before we go, I want to say hello to listeners in St. Louis, Missouri, the heartland of the U.S., Goodyear, Arizona, and Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Please help us spread the word. Share this episode with a friend from a country other than yours. Think about that. Who would that be? Let's tell the world about British TV. And remember, you can support us on our Patreon site. Just look up British TV Watchlist. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.